Another portion from Luke chapter 2, verse 7, 12, and 16. Verse 7, I'll begin at the start of verse 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Verse 12 is the angel's message. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And verse 16. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Ponder this. Most births take place nowadays in hospitals, right? Nice sanitary conditions. Trained nurses and doctors and medical equipment that, you know, can treat just about any emergency, any kind of situation that may come up. Nice and clean, all the things that you would need for a birth. Medicines, care, blankets, warmth, all that stuff. Or it could be at home with a midwife. Or other places, like we heard about on Friday night. You never know. But this one, this birth, Mary and Joseph, no help. No help whatsoever. Not even the bare necessities, except what, hopefully, Mary and Joseph had thought about ahead of time. After all, they're going to have to make a journey from Nazareth all the way down to Bethlehem, 75 miles worth. They're going to have to take stuff along, and there's not going to be anybody there to help them. There had to be some planning going on in Mary and Joseph's mind. But when they get there, not the customary accommodations, not any kindly consideration, not even common decency, and this was in the town of the house of David, the place where the family, extended family, was supposed to be. Nobody. Rather, we have swaddling clothes. We have the baby lying in a manger. And we have shepherds attending. Obviously, again, the lowly circumstances, the poor circumstances, the struggles and the hardships, we can only begin to imagine. Luke records none of that, but everyone else is oblivious and unaware of that as well. And even unconcerned, seem to pay no attention whatsoever to the coming of the Son of God. This isn't just Mary's baby. This is the Almighty Son of God born into our world. And nobody seems to notice. Ponder those things. Praise God for these things. And proclaim them as the shepherds did. And we'll do that again with a hymn 68, Away in a Manger.